Are you ready to expand your life in reality? Join us for the next hour with Jamie Bates as she shares life-changing thoughts, techniques, and awarenesses to help you expand your reality. Listen every Wednesday from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Hello and welcome. I am Jamie Bates, consciousness facilitator and expander of realities. My mission with my radio show is to create greater awareness of what is possible and to expand you beyond the limitations of this reality. I am grateful that you're joining me today. And today, I'm talking about the difference between an awareness, when you're having an awareness, and when it's a feeling. Okay, so often I talk to people and they'll say, I am feeling blah, 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 blah. And they'll tell me all of these things that they are feeling, and they feel heavy and they feel hard and they feel upset. And they just feel like, they'll tell me, oh, I just feel so depressed and I just feel so down and I just feel all of these awful, terrible things. And I wonder if they are truly having a feeling, if it's really truly something going on with them that they are feeling, or are they just having an awareness of different energies, different things people are going through, things that are going on in this world, right? How to tell, really, if you're just having an awareness of something, or if you're really truly feeling a certain way. You know, so often we buy into our awareness as something that we're feeling. And today I really want to invite you into really looking at that. And you know, it's kind of like, this is kind of like a concept for me that's kind of like, what came first, the chicken or the egg, right? It's kind of like, you know, does anybody really feel depressed? Or is everyone just aware that something greater is possible? Yeah, it's truly really, really, when you get into the expansion of it, it really allows to have the ease with the separation of the two. So today, I'm going to explain awareness, and I'm going to explain feelings. Now, that might seem like a interesting concept, right? Like, we all know what feelings are. We all feel them in our body. But I want to explain to you how to really tell, okay? If you are truly in awareness, if this is just an awareness of something, or if this is truly a feeling that you're having for your life. And I'm going to give you some tips and tools. So not only can you really tell if you are truly having an awareness or if it's just a feeling, but to really allow you to really get out of that place when you're just feeling, right? I'm going to use that word feeling, when you're feeling depressed and sad and overwhelmed and anxious. How do you really get out of that feeling and really get into the awarenesses that you're having about your life? So it's kind of a tangly slope for me, because they're so tangled, these two. And it's such an interesting concept to me, because, yeah, it just is. So I'm not going to keep babbling for a moment here. I'm going to first take some time. Let's really truly get ourselves into this expanded place. Let's get into this place where we can allow our bodies to relax into the ease of this hour that we have together, to really allow our bodies to release these heavy feelings that don't belong to us, and really truly expand our awareness into something greater. So let's take a moment here. I just want you to take some nice deep breaths. Yeah, really, truly get into your body for a moment. Let's just really let everything go. Let's put our barriers down. With each deep breath, take a nice deep breath in. And on that exhale, just really just let all of your barriers down. Your barriers down and barriers down and barriers down. Yeah, and let's go ahead and expand out. Now, what we're going to do here is we're going to expand out our being, not our body, right? You are a being, and you have a body, and your body is within your being. Your being is not inside of your body. And so what we're going to do is we're going to expand out our being so we can really get into this expanded place, so we can really truly unwind some of this upset for our body and really give us some new space. Yeah, so nice deep breath, and let's go ahead and expand out. Make yourself as big as the room that you're in. Go all the way out and all the way down and all the way up. Yeah, nice deep breath. And go ahead and make yourself as big as the building that you're in. All the way out and all the way down and all the way up. And go ahead and make yourself as big as the city that you're in. All the way out and all the way down and all the way up. And go ahead and make yourself as big as the state that you're in. Yeah, nice deep breaths all the way out and all the way down and all the way up. And go ahead and make yourself as big as the country that you're in. All the way out and all the way down and all the way up. And go ahead and make yourself as big as the planet that we're on. This is a big one. Yeah, all the way out, all the way out, all the way out, all the way out, becoming one with everyone and everything. Just really allowing your being to expand, becoming one with everyone and everything. And the universe. There you go, as big as the universe actually is. And the multiverse, multiple universes. Times that by a million, 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 all the way out to the space of who you be as the infinite being that you be. Awesome. Bigger, faster, bigger, faster, bigger, faster. Really getting into the space of you. Yeah. You know, you are this infinite being with an infinite amount of energy, of space, and of consciousness. You have a body. And your body is a receiving organ. It's receiving information from everyone all the time. Right? I know that you've probably, if you've listened to my radio show for any amount of time, if you listen to any of my programs, anything that I do, you've probably heard me say that 7 million times, maybe even more. I really want you to feel that today. I really want you to feel that. Your body is a receiving organ. Receiving information all the time. You know, this reality has taught you that when you feel something, right, you have to identify it and then you have to make it yours, right? If you feel a pain in your head, then all of a sudden you have to hold your head and say, oh, my head hurts. But what if your head doesn't really hurt? What if you're just aware of something? You know, so often we are aware of things all day long. We are aware of feelings. We are aware of emotions we are aware of, maybe even energies within our body. And we automatically identify those as us. There's something wrong with us. There's something you're aware of, not aware of. There's something that you're feeling, right? I'm feeling sad. All of a sudden, you know, you're going along and you feel really sad. And then you're telling everyone, oh, I just feel really sad. I don't know why. I just feel really sad. If you don't know why you're feeling something, is it possible that it's not a feeling at all? That it's just an awareness. We are in an amazing time of transformation right now. This world is shifting and changing, and there are so many paradigms, so many forms and structures within, especially the emotional paradigms, that are crumbling right now. You know anything about even what's going on right now in the world, if you're paying attention at all. Today's July 30th, 2019. Right? All kinds of things are coming to the surface. All kinds of things are being exposed. There is desperation energy all over this world right now. There's sadness, there's grief, there's upset. There's people going through some very, very, very traumatic ordeals, right? So would it be possible that if you're just feeling sad and you don't really know why, could it be possible that you're just aware of the sadness that's existing on this planet right now, that you're just aware of all of the things that people are going through because your body is a receiving organ, receiving information from everyone all the time. The people you work with, the people you see on a daily basis, the people you surround yourself with are going to be some of your key receivers. Those are going to be some of the key people that you are going to be closest to. That's going to be the hardest for you to even see that you're receiving information from, that you're tangled within. So an awareness is just information. It's just information. When I look at someone, I instantaneously receive awarenesses about what's going on for that person, what that person is experiencing right now in life, what that person is going through, okay? It's just my cycle of judgment, right, wrong, good, bad, that makes what they are experiencing, obviously right or wrong, good or bad, right? But if I don't function in judgment, which is my favorite way to live, no functioning in judgment, right? No judgment. There's no right or wrong. There's no good or bad. It's all just experiences, just choices, just ways to live, right? So when I look at someone, I'm aware of everything that that person is going through. Now, some of it's not cognitive awareness. Some of it's not always a conscious awareness, but your body is receiving the information whether you're conscious of it or not. The more and more polarity that you have on a subject. So let's say if you have always experienced a lot of sadness or grief in your life, maybe you've been subject to a lot of abuse, verbal abuse, mental abuse, which is so common, right? So many of us have spent this lifetime being mentally and physically abused. So when you have been in that place, and I can personally say, I have lived there. I totally get it. Okay. There's a certain filter of judgment, but there's also a lot of form and structure around those concepts. Okay. So the more form and structure I have, the more filter of judgment I have around it, whether I think things are good, bad, right, or wrong. Right. So when I see someone, I'm going to filter what they're going through through my form and structure, my polarity around the experience. So oftentimes you may not even realize what you are taking on with that person, because it's going through all of your systems and constructs around the same issue, right? But what's happening is you're feeling that in your body. And so your body starts producing the same chemicals, the same reaction, as if you personally are going through that very same thing right this very moment. And then you start to feel sad. And you start to feel depressed. And you start to feel anxious, and all of these things that this person is experiencing as well. But instead of realizing you're just having an awareness of an experience that they are having, you automatically identify it as a feeling that you are feeling currently, even though you have no reason to cognitively be feeling that. Yeah. And everything, all of that is. And all of that, and all of this shiky stupidity on consciousness, anti-consciousness, and energy fog in and around all of this, it doesn't let you to really see this concept, to really get what I'm talking about here. Everything, all of that is. And all of that. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now? And what we're going to do here is, when you say, "I choose that now," what we're doing is we're just going to clear all that energy away. So you can have a different choice, a different possibility, a different awareness about what you're experiencing. And all you have to say is, "I choose that now." And we're just going to vaporize that energy out of there. So vaporize. Yeah, and more space. We're just going to clear that energy so you can have more space. Nice deep breath. You know, some of the key indicators that you are in an awareness besides a feeling is heaviness. Okay, so if you're feeling heavy, if you're just feeling so hard, like life is feeling so heavy and so hard, more than likely you are functioning in awareness instead of feelings. Okay, now what I mean by that is, okay, so every single choice in your life creates something, okay? Every single choice. So you're walking down the street and you perceive something, and all of a sudden you're really angry, and you get home and like you're just mad. And everyone's like, "Jeez, why in the world are you so angry right now?" And you're like, "I don't know why I'm angry. I'm just mad," right? And you start identifying with feeling angry. Okay, so when you start identifying with something, you choose it, whether it's a conscious choice or an unconscious choice. When you start claiming and owning something and you start saying, "I'm angry," right? "I'm mad. I don't know why, but I'm angry," right? What you do is you tell the universe with those words, with those feelings, with those actions, that you are angry. Then angry becomes your choice. Now, I know we all don't feel like anger is a choice oftentimes, right? I'm sure there was a time in my life where I functioned in a space where I didn't feel like anger was a choice. I didn't feel like sadness was a choice. I didn't feel like depression was a choice. I get it. And this is where the common denominator is the claiming and owning of feelings and emotions that don't belong to you. If you are ever feeling a feeling and you don't have a reason to feel that feeling, just comes on suddenly. All of a sudden you just feel angry. All of a sudden you just feel sad. All of a sudden you just feel mad. All of a sudden you just feel guilty, right? I mean, it's so common, right? You're watching TV. You're watching a show on TV and you start feeling all of these feelings that the actors are feeling, right? And it becomes difficult because all of a sudden you feel guilty, you feel shameful, you feel this, you feel that. Just an awareness. It's just an awareness. I'm going to say that again. It's just an awareness. You can go, oh, I watched that show and now I'm feeling all guilty. And you can start looking at your life and all of the reasons that you should feel guilty and all of the terrible, awful things that you did that you feel guilty about. And you can start claiming and owning, and you can start tangling yourself in this heavy, 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 hard box of upset. Or you can watch that TV show and go, oh wow, that actor was feeling really guilty. Whew. Oh, that actor is feeling, you know, or that character is feeling very shameful. Or that person driving that car next to me is very angry. Wow. Or that person in the grocery store is very sad. Now, what happens here is people start claiming and owning these feelings. Claiming on, claiming on, claiming on, claiming on, right? And all of a sudden, they're invoking all of these feelings into their body. And then they, you know, weeks go by, months go by, years go by. And they're stuck in a depression. And again, I've been there. I know what that feels like. And all of a sudden, they don't know anymore what's theirs. And that might really be yours, where you're at. Might not know anymore what's yours and what's not. And how to deal with all of this heaviness that you feel in your life. And what's really, truly the difference between an awareness that you're having or an actual feeling that you're feeling in your life. I'm going to go back to, if you're just having awarenesses, you often will feel like you don't know why you feel this way. You don't know why you feel sad. You don't know why you feel overwhelmed. You don't know why you feel covered in upset. Maybe you don't use those exact words, right? If you're feeling that way in your life right now, it's because you are an aware being, having awarenesses all day long. Everyone you come into contact with, you are aware of their problems. You are aware of their upsets. And again, I'm going to go back to what comes first, the chicken or the egg? Are people as a whole really depressed, or are they just aware of the suppression energy that we have been dealing with on this planet? You guys, we have to go so much bigger. We have to realize that we are aware beings having an experience. the awarenesses that you're having about sadness and depression, and you may never even know who those belong to because they might not belong to anybody. They might even just belong to the earth. Just think about that for a moment. What if not only that you are aware of all of the people around you, but what if you are aware of what's going on right now with the earth? What if you are aware of all of the frequencies that are getting downloaded onto this planet at a massive rate? These energies of suppression. What happens when, as a society, we're all chronically depressed? What happens when you have a society of people who are chronically depressed? People don't go out and do great things. People don't rise up. People don't create in their lives when they feel chronically depressed. You are listening to the show right now. I'm telling you that you are a powerful creator, having awarenesses so fast that you can't even cognitively, consciously comprehend how much you are aware of. As I'm talking today, I'm just energetically untangling some of this to give you a more powerful awareness, to give you the awareness that you are not these feelings that you have been feeling. You are an infinite being with infinite choices and infinite power. And you can have infinite awarenesses at every given moment. Yeah, let's take some nice deep breaths for a moment here. We're almost to the halfway point of our show today. So I think what I'm going to do is take a quick break. And when we get back, we're going to keep untangling this here. I want you to really, truly see, get, feel how very, very aware you are. And what we can do with these awarenesses to really catapult our life into a different energy space and consciousness. So when we return, we will continue. And we will be right back.
Be still and know that I am God. Be still, my child, be still. I'll take the burdens from your mind, and I always will. Take your cares and worries, bring them all to me. I will put your mind at ease, and I'll help you see that all that is so heavy, and all that wears you down, you don't have to own it, nor carry it around. So take that frown and put it upside down. The smile that's on your face, it lightens up your day. It makes the world a brighter place. Takes the dark away. Inside your heart, that precious one, resides a love so pure. your essence is this love you know, of this you can be sure. 'Cause love is all there is, nothing else is true. The love you feel is holy, the love you feel is you. So take this love, you have more than enough. Give it away to everyone, it comes back to you. In giving and receiving, to your own self are true. Be still and know that you are loved. Be still, my child, be still.
Talking about awareness here and the difference between awareness and feelings. So I hope you're starting to have more awareness here about all of this concept, and I hope that your body is starting to feel lighter, freer, more space. This is what happens when you start releasing these things, because see here what happens again is you start to become aware of something, right? This person is angry. This person is sad. This person is upset. This person is going through, 700 different things. And what starts happening is you start to receive that information into your body. Well, then your body starts to process it. Like, okay, all this information is coming in. What do I do with it? Where does it go? Where do I categorize it, right? And so your body starts trying to process all of this information, trying to do something with all this information that you're receiving. And then as you start to process it, you go into claiming and owning the feelings of it, right? Okay, I am feeling this, I am feeling that, I am feeling this, I am feeling that. Yeah. So what I am really going to invite you into today is really truly asking yourself, challenging the things that you are feeling. Am I truly feeling this? Or is it just an awareness of something I'm aware of? Right. And again, you don't have to, so often I'll start working with someone and they'll be like, oh, well, it's so-and-so. I am feeling this awareness because so-and-so, blah, 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 blah. And they'll explain to me everything that they are feeling and whose it is. And you know what? There might be parts and pieces of what you are feeling that tangles in with an awareness of someone close to you. Absolutely, positively. But don't make it all about that. Just acknowledge, okay, I'm feeling sad and I am aware that this sadness is not mine. It's just an awareness I'm having. And all of a sudden, your body starts to feel lighter. Okay, I am feeling angry right now and I'm aware that I don't really have a reason to feel angry right now. So instead of saying I'm feeling angry, I'm just going to start saying, hey, I'm aware of some anger. Wow, there is an intensity of anger I am aware of. And what happens when you start doing that, instead of claiming and owning those feelings, instead of internalizing those feelings that you are aware of, when you start actually calling them out as just awarenesses, your life changes. Your body starts to get way lighter, okay? This is the most amazing thing about understanding awareness versus feelings. Your body starts to get lighter. You start to have like really truly mind-blowing awarenesses about life. Like, oh my gosh, you know, when I was 21 years old and I went through that period where I felt really sad and I couldn't stop crying, I was just aware of, Aunt Millie's upset or whatever. You start to see these places in your life where you claimed and owned feelings. And you started to function within those feelings that were yours. And, you know, the thing about this is again, we have so definely learned how to claim and own feelings that it's a complicated thing because, like, I had a conversation with a client this morning, and we were talking about an experience she's having currently, and it seems like it's an experience that her mother had, okay? And, like, she's seen it from being the child, right? And she's seen this experience from her mother's, from, like, viewing it as, you know, we all had those experiences, right, where we were little and we watched our mom or our dad or a parent go through something, right, and we had to find it as a certain way, right, and then when we become an adult, and then we have that same experience in our own life, and we can see how we're reacting, and we can see can see like the different aspects of it. Anyway, she was telling me like, I'm feeling this about it and I'm feeling that about it. And I'm, you know, I'm angry and I'm mad because I'm being this way. And I'm like, okay, hold up for a moment. Quit claiming and owning all of those heavy feelings that you're feeling. Cause man, was she making herself wrong. If you are looping and making yourself wrong about a situation, I'm going to tell you right now that you are wrong. And you're not wrong in the way where you're making yourself bad and wrong. You're wrong in the way where you're identifying with feelings that aren't true about the situation. Sometimes it's difficult for me to explain without using an exact example that we can all identify with. And when I was looking at recording this, I was really looking at what could I use that everyone can relate to. And, it's a difficult thing for me to put into words because each and every one of our situations are so different in a way where it's like often, I'm going to say it this way. Often the feelings that you cycle in would be, okay, so if sadness is your key emotion, which I feel like we all have a key emotion that we loop in, whether it's anxiety or sadness or guilt or wrongness of ourselves, which, you know, that can contribute all along the whole way, right? It's hard to see when you're doing it when you've been functioning in that way in your life for more than likely, potentially most of your life, where you have been claiming owning feelings or awarenesses, I should say, when you've been claiming and owning awarenesses and then claiming them as your own feelings and you have been making yourself wrong for it. And I'm going to go back to, you know, in this reality, there's what works for you and what doesn't. Okay. And part of one of the things that continues to untangle this awareness and feeling paradigm is most of us are functioning in a life that really truly doesn't work for us because we are identifying within feelings that are really awarenesses that are taking us on different paths besides a path that really truly works for us. I hope that makes sense. I feel like it's a complicated thing until you can really truly wake up to the realization that you have been identifying within constructs in your life that aren't yours. Everything, all of this is, and all of this, and all of that, 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 all of that. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of our universes? And can we just choose that now? And let's just vaporize all of that. Vaporize, 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 vaporize. So when I was talking to her today, she was looking at this experience that she was having, and she was claiming and owning all of this wrongness of who she was instead of acknowledging that. She was just having an awareness of an experience that has invoked other experiences in her own life. And part of really truly developing and really truly transforming and really truly changing your life is understanding how very aware you are and how a majority of your life you have functioned in awareness or unconsciousness of the awarenesses that you are having, and you've been claiming and owning feelings that don't belong to you forever. You know, often I'll talk to people about this and they'll go right to, why does it take me so long? Why can't I just get this concept? And I get it when we're talking and then I get all tangled in, what's wrong with me? Why can't I just feel this? And I say the same thing. The energies right now in 2019 are more powerful than we have ever had access to in our whole entire life. You guys, before 2012, this earth was fully third dimensional. It was fully functioning in the first, second, and third dimension. In that first, second, and third dimension, very little light consciousness was coming through. Very small amounts of people on this planet had consciousness and had awareness. There was a spell that we were all under. There was a spell of energy that was keeping you from really, truly seeing, feeling, perceiving, being the space of who you be. It wasn't until we had this shift of 2012, December 21st, 2012, that the energy shifted and changed, and the energies of the planet started to awaken, and we started to make this transformation from the third dimension to the fourth dimension and onto the fifth dimension. And what we are going through right now is an awakening of these patterns. I get that you may have been functioning in these patterns for 20, 30, 40, 50, maybe even 60 years, and you're tired of it. I get it. But that energy of being tired of it, use that energy to propel you forward. Stop making you wrong. Stop making where you functioned in the past wrong, because every single time you make you wrong, every single time you loop back into, why is this happening? Why can't I get this? You're re-invoking the energy of that back into your life. You have to stop. You are an aware being. Feelings that you're having, 99.9% of them do not belong to you. Pay attention to What am I feeling right now? Do I have a reason right this very moment to be feeling this way? Or am I just identifying with whatever emotion I'm receiving? It's such an amazing thing when you can stop for a moment and look at the intensity that you're having in your body and ask yourself, hey, do I have a reason right this very moment to be feeling this sad, to be feeling this angry, to be feeling this upset? And maybe you do. Maybe somebody did something to really, truly pee you off and really make you angry. And that's one thing, right? Maybe somebody really did do something to really make you angry. But even then, you have choice. Do I want to continue to feel this way? Do I want to continue to project this anger out into my field? Or can I clear it, release it, remove it, and choose something different? And sometimes you can't. Sometimes it's there and so rooted and so real and it's so fresh and it's so difficult. I get it. That's why I have my institute, expandyourrealityinstitute.com. Because there is clearing calls for each and every one of those emotional concepts that you really truly can't change. That anger that you can't get beyond. That emotional upset that keeps you looping over and over and over. If you want to change it, you can. You don't have to. There's no one making you change anything. But just by acknowledging what the feelings that you are feeling, just by giving yourself space to really look at the ones that come on fast, the ones that you may not have a reason to feel, those ones. Really get clear about those. Ask yourself, do I have a reason to be feeling this right this very moment? And if you don't, can you untangle it and release it and move on? Yeah. What if you could? So everything you're holding on to right this very moment, everything you're functioning within that doesn't belong to you. Yeah. It's just an awareness. Everything that's just an awareness that you're just functioning within, that you've decided is a feeling instead of an awareness. Everything, all of that is. And all of that, 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 all of that. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now? And vaporize, depress, 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 depress. Just vortex this all the way out and all the way down. And all the way out and all the way down. And all the way out and all the way down. And nice deep breath. Yeah, and just expand through that, expand through that, expand through that, expand through that. Let's just give ourselves some space here. Let's just untangle some of this heaviness. Everywhere that you are identifying within a feeling that's not yours, it was just an awareness. Yeah, we're just going to grab all of that as well. Keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. Everything, all of that is right there. All of that, 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 all of that. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now? And vaporize, 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 vaporize. Nice deep breath. There's lots of feelings out there for us to grab onto and decide that are ours. There is a plethora of information in this world. You know, as we continue to elevate higher and higher through the fourth dimension into the fifth dimension, much of the patterns that we're feeling right now are patterns that are really trying to get our attention to be released. So again, if you have this strong, like, oh my gosh, I'm so tired of feeling this way. I'm so tired of being, you know, stuck in this sadness, stuck in this whatever. Really, truly, that is a call to action, okay? If you're feeling really, truly tired of feeling these emotions and you really, truly can't get out from underneath them, you automatically identify within them, that's really just because you have a lot of form and structure around them, okay? It's not because you're a terrible person or you're really, really bad and wrong or you're this or you're that. No, you just have a lot of form and structure. You have a lot of experiences with them. You have a lot of polarity, a lot of right and wrong, good and bad around those concepts. And for me, it's like, it's easy. It's really, truly easy, you guys. We do not have to suffer with this, with these emotions any longer. If you're feeling this call to action to really change them, you can. You know, when I got to a point in my life where I was just done, I was done feeling sad, I was done feeling upset, I was so done with being angry. I didn't like being angry. I didn't like the energy that it created in my life. I didn't like the energy that it created for my children. I had young kids at the time, and I was done. I was done feeling that heaviness in my life. And that was when I started searching for something different. And if you're listening to this radio show right now, I know that you too are looking for something different. And really, I really truly invite you into my Expand Your Reality Institute. It's expandyourrealityinstitute.com. For as little as $36 a month, you can have access to hundreds of hours of audios to really truly clear yourself out from underneath these paradigms of heaviness. You do not have to live in a life that you don't want to live anymore. And I know that sometimes it can feel helpless because you can feel so buried in awareness and so many energies you've been claiming and owning for so long. But I'm here to tell you that not only am I proof, but the people I work with, I see it every single day. When you stop identifying with heavy emotion and you start to realize just how very aware you are, and when you start to clear yourself out from underneath these paradigms, and you know, the thing is, you don't even have to do anything. All you have to do is listen. And if you've been listening to my radio show for any amount of time, you know that just by listening to my radio show, you get change. You feel different in your body. And that's exactly what all of those audios do that I have in Expand Your Reality Institute. They change your life. So that's my invitation to you today. It's time. It's time to change your life. It's time to stop functioning and feeling. It's time to start embrace how very aware that you really truly are. You are awareness. You are not sadness. You are not depression. You are not anxiety. You are aware. You are aware of all of those feelings. You always have been your whole life. From the time you were very, very young, you were aware of people's sadness, stranger sadness, the neighbor's sadness, the man on the corner's upset. And you started to feel that in your body, and everyone said, "What's wrong with you?" And so you started to identify with being wrong, and you're not wrong. There's nothing wrong with you. You are aware. You are aware of the feelings that are going on with this planet right now. You are aware of everything. Now's the time to change that. Now's the time to give you new space. Now's the time to be something different. Yeah, nice deep breath. I am truly so grateful for you listening, for all the feedback that I get for the show. I truly, truly appreciate the emails I receive, the messages I get on Facebook. I love to hear how what I am doing has changed your life. So thank you to each and every one of you who reach out to me, who tell me about your experiences, who tell me how your life is changing. I appreciate you. You can find me on Facebook. You can find my Facebook group, Expand Your Reality. You can also go to my regular website, www.jamie-bates.com. And you can send me a message through there. You can sign up for one of my many programs. Right now, we are 22 days into my 30 days of receiving money, and we are having tons of fun. People are receiving things. We just had someone who has logged into their insurance account to pay their insurance bill, and it was paid in full. I love when that happens. And I know myself, I've been receiving tons. We've been working on lots of concepts, receiving money we spend, all kinds of different things. So that's only $33 for 30 days of recordings with me. And that can be found on my website, www.jamie-bates.com. So if you're interested, go to my website, check some stuff out. I have tons of $33 30-day programs. I have lots of longer programs. I have lots of things available for you if you're ready to dive in. You can also email me at any point as well, jamie@jamiebates.com. So thank you so much for listening to me. I am so, so very grateful for the space of you and for all the feedback. Yeah, so if you enjoy my radio show, if you love what I'm doing, please share this with your friends. I'm trying to expand my reach and go farther and really truly make more ripples of change. So please share this program with someone that you love if it's helping you. So thank you so much for listening to me today, and I will talk to you next week. Have a great day. Bye.
You have been listening to Expand Your Reality with your host, Jamie Bates. Thank you for listening.